Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. My name is Dr. Marcia Burrows. I am a lecturer in cultural studies at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. One of my areas of specialty is cultural history.
Today in Bajan History, 15th February, 1951. Heavy rains drench the island. On this day, 15th February 1951, Barbados continued to receive heavy rains which had started 2 days earlier, causing destruction, disruption, and alarm. According to the Barbados Advocate, the old section of the Lakes Bridge was washed away, making it difficult for vehicular traffic to get past the area. Kensington Oval was completely under floodwaters, bringing an end to a territorial match against Trinidad and Tobago. Over in the wharf area, shipping activities were reportedly, quote, held up in Carlisle Bay as lighters covered with tarpaulin were lying alongside the ships while the hatches of the ships were battened down, unquote. One cyclist riding along Clapham Road, St. Michael, was, quote, thrown into the gutter when his raincoat caught into his cycle, unquote. The report stated that water from the Bonnets area rushed across to Britain's Hill and proceeded downhill to Dalkeith. Residents in city districts watched anxiously as the canals along the Halls Road and Constitution Roads were nearly filled. The prolonged rainfall and flooding affected attendance at schools and churches, as over 3 inches of rain was recorded at Station Hill. Yet, with all this heavy rain, the smoke from the chimney at Buckley Factory in St. George could be seen in the distance. According to the report, agricultural workers, quote, braved the weather, unquote, to load carts and trucks that supplied the factory. The sugar factory at Edgecombe was also still working, even though the gully behind the factory was flooded. The heavy rains poured down in the island this day, 15th February, 1951.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.